Hey, it's Danny.
And I'm also Danny.
And we're the Danny Duo.
No, really, we are the Danny Duo.
So what are we talking about today, Danny?
Well, today we're talking about upcycle. And within that, we're going to be talking about the benefits of upcycling.
And as you know, there's a lot of different pros and cons to upcycling, but we kind of narrowed down the key benefits that we could discuss today.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of benefits, but we came up with three that we're going to touch on. So we're going to touch on cheaper materials.
Of course.
How upcycling creates unique pieces that are more special to the customer. And then we're also going to touch on less waste.
Yes. Probably the most important.
So let's touch on the first one, cheaper materials.
Cheaper materials. So, I mean, I can dive in a little bit from a jewelry perspective. You know, it's cheaper materials in general because you're not buying new. You're buying, of course, things that are previously used. And within that, the price is going to be cheaper compared to industry materials where you have to buy sometimes excess of. And for jewelry, I would have to buy silver and gold and have all these different types of materials like posts versus like rings. And that would just be me purchasing a lot of excess I might not use at the time.
Right.
So buying one piece, like one necklace that I know I want to remake into an earring or a bracelet or something. I have all the materials I need in that one piece.
Yeah, you have the closure and then all of the details.
Exactly.
You can literally take apart the entire thing.
Exactly. Like within that one piece, there's so many things I get to reuse. And if I don't use it for that one idea that I'm using, I now have little components that I can just store away and use for something else. And what about from denim?
Well, for denim, you know, in the industry, you usually get your denim fabric by yard. So,
Of course,
depending on the quality and whatnot, it could be, say, $3 a yard or more.
Yeah.
And with buying from a thrift store, it could be $5 for a pair of jeans. And you're getting about, I mean, depending on the size of the jean, especially if you're doing men's, you get like 2 to 3 yards within that pair of jeans. So it's a lot cheaper in that sense. There's also some closure as well. If you get creative about what you're making, you could use the waistband, you could use the zipper, take the zipper out. So you definitely get a lot of fabric, you get the closure depending on what you're making.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot cheaper than buying fabric, buying your hardware, buying like everything separately. Now, since we are buying from thrift stores, it's very rare that you can find two of the same thing.
That is so true. It's a treasure hunt, really.
Right. So that leads to how the benefit of upcycling is that each piece is special and more unique to the customer.
Oh, exactly. I mean, when you're hunting for a new piece or when you're hunting for vintage, you never know what you're going to find.
Right.
And so that kind of what you do with it afterwards makes it even more special because for a customer, they're never going to see it. You're never going to see that wash.
Yeah.
Sometimes vintage washes are more beautiful.
Right. You can make, say you have a staple top that you make, a staple basic short sleeve denim top.
Yeah.
The silhouette can always be the same.
Of course.
But what is going to change is you're going to have different washes.
Yes.
You know, the fabric is going to be different. Whether it, maybe you have a stretch denim, maybe you have a rigid denim, the texture of the denim.
Yeah.
So even though it may be the same silhouette, each individual piece is going to be unique.
Exactly.
Because of the different fabric being used from the different jeans.
Different fabric. And I mean, we just went vintage shopping not too long ago. And just even looking at the different details of like all the overalls, those little pocket details you could reutilize. And right. You're not going to see that because
it's all classic.
Exactly. Cleaner silhouettes. So you really get those little special components.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the same with jewelry. You know, when I'm sourcing my vintage jewelry, some of it's obviously not vintage, but the pieces that are, usually they're so intricate and really add such a special component, which you don't really see nowadays in jewelry because it's really modern and clean right now in the industry. So there's more unique even pieces that I could use and add to the more modern, like, thrifted pieces right. to give it a new spin that's makes it more special for the customer.
Yeah, I feel like jewelry in the past has been more statement.
Yes.
And some things questionable.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's, like, pretty simple chains.
Exactly. And, like, it's more clean, minimal.
Yeah.
But it's nice to kind of take the old more avant-garde or the costume jewelry
yes.
and put a spin on it. So, because the details are beautiful.
Yeah.
They're just a little outdated.
Yeah. Making so. It more wearable and one of a kind.
Exactly. Exactly.
The special. So the good thing about upcycling and making it special is just the mix of the old and the new.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said earlier, a lot of denim washes you don't really see, the more vintage washes and the different pocket details. So you might have like a new silhouette, but then you also have the twist of the old.
Mixed with the new.
Yeah.
It's the juxtaposition that makes each one just so much more special.
Yeah, and then too, if you're not going to a thrift store, sometimes clients like to donate denim, or maybe they have something special that maybe their jacket has a hole in it and they want you to repurpose it into something new. So
yes.
that's another way that makes a piece special is story behind it.
Oh yeah, you're retelling the story. Like if somebody gave me their grandmother's brooch and
yeah.
I made it into a necklace, it's special because it's a part of them. It's part
right.
of their history. It's just retelling the story in a different way.
Definitely. And on to the last benefit that we're going to discuss today, we have...
The last one we have is less waste, which is probably the most important. It's kind of the reason why, you know, coming from the fashion industry, we really wanted to do something that's upcycled, because we see and hear about all the waste that the fashion industry does.
Creates,
exactly.
Everything that hits the landfill. We didn't want to be contributing to that.
Exactly. And there's so much that's not being used.
Yeah.
And it's good. Like, the materials are there. So why not?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many samples just within a company.
Yes.
That gets either destroyed and goes to the landfill, or who knows where it goes.
Yeah. And even if it's donated, if nobody buys it, it then could end
yeah.
up in a landfill too. So.
And it's quality materials.
Yes, exactly. Somebody needs to use it.
Yeah.
And if it's not going to be bought the way it looks, because maybe it's outdated.
Right.
Putting a spin on it, giving it a new breath of life
yeah.
is
upcycling.
All it needs.
Upcycling.
Exactly.
Like, come on, these fashion companies should be donating to students or just small designers. I mean, that's one way to reduce.
Yes.
But anyways.
We could go on and
yeah,
on.
We could go on and on. But yeah, so one of the reasons why we chose to upcycle is because we wanted to eliminate or reduce the amount of waste that we would be contributing.
Exactly. Making an impact any way we can.
So how do you do that with your jewelry?
So with jewelry, what is nice and how I can eliminate waste is when I buy a piece, I can use every single part. So when I buy a necklace, I tear it apart down to the bones. I can reuse the rings. I can reuse the closure. I can reuse even the small little components. And within that way I'm not overly buying
right.
like a whole set of 200 rings in silver and gold, because I might make a silver necklace, I might make a gold.
Yeah.
So that within itself is a way for me to eliminate excessive buying and not utilizing what's already out there in the world.
Yeah. I never even thought about that. That you can literally use every single component, because
everything
you can bend it and
exactly.
morph it into new things.
Exactly. Like I could take a spike and curl it, and now it's a clasp, and it's like, oh, okay. Like,
it's amazing.
Reuse it.
Yeah.
And what about you, Danny?
Oh, man. Well, I try to create patterns and get use out of as much denim as possible.
Okay.
So where possible, I try to put pattern pieces as close to each other as possible and, like, take advantage of the majority of the jean.
Yeah.
But, you know, with pattern pieces, it's like a puzzle. So it's like
it
nothing is a perfect fit. So it's just reducing the amount of scraps that you'll have left over. But then from there, I usually either create new pieces from the scraps.
Which is amazing. You're using every piece you can.
Yes. And then the other ideas is a puffer jacket and used the scraps as the fill.
Amazing.
I've been saying that for like a year now.
Hey, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. A puffer jacket with scraps.
Amazing.
It's gonna happen. So that is one way I can use up the scraps, and then there's no waste. And then also too, you figure like pillows.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like easily just fill up some pillows, beanbag, like
easy.
There's things that you can do. You just have to get creative with it.
Exact. Upcycling is really thinking outside of the box.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're doing this for a reason. You want to make an impact. Yeah. And it's a lot of problem solving within that.
Just, oh, yeah.
Like, how do I use every little thing I possibly can?
Yeah, I mean, I just started reusing the waistbands.
Amazing.
On a pair of jeans.
Yes.
You know, like, I can use it for a pocketbook. Like,
yes.
A zipper in the button is the opening. Or
amazing.
It dawned on me to take the zipper out and use the zipper for something. Like, it's just, like, those little details.
Yes.
Even the belt loops, like, you can reuse them, put them on something. Like,
exactly.
So it's just a matter of getting creative.
Yes.
And thinking about all of those little details and how you can reuse them.
Yes. So that way you're not wasting. And so there's plenty of benefits to upcycling, as we've discussed, and there's plenty of benefits to upcycling and sustainability.
Right.
But, you know, in the fashion industry, we have to take smaller steps, you know, working for such a larger business.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Right.
But that actually sounds like a great topic to maybe dive into next time.
Yeah, our next topic is fashion, so.
It's a perfect time.
Perfect time. So,
until next time, Danny Duo delivered and done.